for brief duration. All else was diluted. Second-hand perception, absorbed from within, except on that overcast, rainy day I killed the Grey Woman and Mick O'Leary. The power, the glory, that was the day I knew I would win. Those clumsy, debilitating hours I rode a body for the first time. I require time to perfect control. I require. I draw myself up inside, gathering the enormity, the ancientness, the hunger and storm of my existence, and expand into the imperfect biological vessel I've claimed, saturating, possessing every atom. I fill my blood, my bones, my skin. I turn the full force of my regard upon Jada, blink once, and reveal myself. My eyes, reflected in the stainless steel door of a commercial freezer unit behind her, fill with obsidian until no white remains. Around me, the very air cools. I have such presence. She changes color. Fear impacts the nerves that connect brain to heart, constricting circulation. The blood vanishes from her face, leaving freckles upon snow. Her eyes widen, her pupils dilate and freeze. The scent of her body alters to one I find intriguing. I experience all of this with my own senses. It's incomparable. My mere existence embedded within this stolen skin reprograms the anatomy of those around me. Power. I was made for it. I would prefer to shred her flesh from bone, but several things prevent me. I smile with my new face. I would run if I were you, I tell her softly. She does, lightning fast. No hesitation, no debilitating deliberation. There one moment, gone the next. Among humans, she is superior. I covet her speed and dexterity. Michaela Lane would call it freeze framing. If I could eat Jada and absorb her talent, I would ignore those things that stay my hand. There is something else I can eat. Clever Michaela. Flawed Michaela. Those that fall pave the way for my ascendance. When one begins at the bottom, ascendance is a given. I depart the warehouse and enter the gloomy day. I enter. I am. The sweeper will appear shortly. Not even I have the power to destroy that one. I'd contemplated pretending to be Michaela, living among them, infiltrating their circle while pursuing my goals, but deemed the risk of discovery too high. Concealing my brilliance, feigning to be so much less. Impossible. Besides, I am a newly forged sword, and will surely benefit from time with hammer and fire. Time. My enemy. My ally. I have precious little of the commodity to implement my plan. Expediency is directly proportionate to success. When opponents war, the strongest and swiftest wins. I am already the former, and intend to be the latter. Until they hunt me, time is my ally. I possess the weapon to accomplish all my goals. I prize the spear. I loathe it. It might damage me. Its weight beneath my arm both reassures and repulses. Singing softly beneath my breath, one of Michaela's favorites. Shaboom, shaboom, life could be a dream, sweetheart. I move down an alley, around a corner, proceeding to my first objective. My map of Dublin, once an amalgam of neural currents, now has visual latitude and longitude. While Michaela wandered aimless, I did not. I was paying attention. What a sorry experiment she was. I desired so much more. Unwavering laser focus on one's goals is power. Humans rarely achieve it, infesting their garden with the cultivated parasites of empathy, compassion, mercy, nurturing the grubs of guilt and penance.